Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June the 6th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 4.25 cents, closing at 377.25. July beans up a penny and a half, closing at 923.5. And July wheat up 6.25 cents, closing at 435.75. What looked to be a very, very promising day kind of eased lower as the beans broke 10 cents off their highs. Once again, this is one of these days the markets opened up strong. One of the three corn wheat or beans started to move lower and kind of dragged the other two down with it for a bit. The good news is we did close everything higher here, but certainly not as strong as I would have liked to have seen it. We did get July wheat over 440. We closed at 435.75. The high was 440.75. So we breached that resistance area, but we couldn't close over it. July corn got up to 379.75. The resistance there is at 380. We couldn't obviously close over that. So again, that's resistance areas. The beans, we have a resistance at 940. We got up to 934.25 before breaking a dime. This is really all about the weather. How bad do you think it is out there? Certainly there's dryness in South Dakota, North Dakota. There's a good swatch of the southeast part of South Dakota that's incredibly dry. They need rain and they need it right now, or they're going to be looking at severe problems with their corn. The wheat's in trouble there. The wheat's in trouble in western Kansas. We've got other problems around the country. So is this enough to spook the funds in? It looked like there was going to be the kind of day. We opened strong, rallied the beans a quick dime, and it looked like we were maybe off to the races. But we just couldn't get it past 9:45, and the beans broke and pulled the corn and wheat down with it. Was it anything more than a turnaround Tuesday? I think we'll know that tomorrow. Now, the weather is certainly in the Midwest shifting to hotter and drier. We're definitely drier now and have been for the last 3 or 4 days. It looks like we've got heat coming in, 93 degrees for highs by the weekend. So, you know, is this the start of, you know, a change in this weather? It certainly may be. And if the funds are incredibly short, which they are, you know, hopefully we can get something to spark them in here. My guess is the funds are still short 195 corn. They're still short 120 wheat. They're still short 90,000 beans. So there's plenty of ammunition for them to cover if we can spook them out of these positions. So far, you know, the weather really hasn't done it. And today, with the lack of follow-through, you know, makes me a little more skeptical as well. But hopefully we can see something positive here in the next couple of days as this weather warms up. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.